This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What they mean, what they say, Mother.
Liberty Month in New York and others. Let's go ahead and go back to Stefan. So, Stefan, describe life in Yugoslavia under communism. Go ahead.
All right. So, as I said, I really haven't seen 50s and 60s, but 70s and 80s were a pretty good place to live. But what I wanted to say is, I definitely do what you're doing and appreciate your effort.
Well, I appreciate you too. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, but I just have a couple of facts. It's not a criticism, but I think there's a confusion recently. I was speaking somebody who was living there. It's I think people are way much confusing communism as a political template, what Marx and Engels wrote with the political deeds of certain dictatorship governments and so on. Let's say nobody's ever gonna blame any capitalist government. When they do,
I hear you. Brother, I want to go to you, but I just can't understand much of it. But I get what you're saying. You're saying that there's one thing to have it in theory and a university, but it always just creates a horrible dictatorship with a new ruling class above the law, correct?
No, what I'm saying is, each time you have a communist dictator,
I gotta let you go. I can't understand you. I'm sorry, Stefan. Thanks for calling, though. A for effort there. Was that phone that bad, John, when we took that call? Wow. Or people get excited once they're on air and talk too loud. I just couldn't understand it. Liberty Monk in New Hap, wherever that is. You say you lived in China. What's your view on it?
Just first off, I want to say super male vitality, way better than I thought it was going to be. But getting into China, went there as a student, shocked. I'm super into martial arts. I love Chinese culture. And when I went there, I realized I knew more about their culture than they did. The Cultural Revolution basically stole everything from them. Three main points I want to bring up.
That's the biggest thing. Oh, my gosh. I love our callers that actually get their points in. That's it. They take your culture. They erase everything. One of the richest, probably the richest in the world is the Chinese, the oldest, incredible. And they got the ultimate capitalist, the ultimate hard workers, the cliche is true, killed a third of them, erased it all, ruined it, and put some alien globalist communist garbage in over them. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's fine. But that was one of the biggest things that hit me the hardest when I got there. It was I was expecting Jackie Chan's and Kung Fu fighters the whole time, and I was just walking around and everybody was weak. Just weak people, and I had an older guy come up to me, and he passed me secretly this book on Taoism. He just slid it under the table to me and was like, "Hey, man, we're not allowed to tell people about this nowadays. The kids don't know about this." And I just was, it was so sad.
They kill you for teaching that. They kill you.
Oh, yeah. And I was speaking to one lady. One lady was basically saying, "You can't have a job in the government if you have religion, and Mao Zedong is their religion." They hate Mao Zedong, and they love him at the same time. It's a love-hate relationship with him, and I feel like that's kind of who Obama wants to be. He wants to be loved and hated, but he just wants to be known. He just wants his face everywhere.
Yeah, he wants the guy to bring fundamental, incredible change, and he's the guy that defends Fidel Castro, Mao Zedong, the greatest mass murderer in history. And you're right, the Chinese hate Mao Zedong. Even the party admits he killed 84 million people. The CIA says 60-something, they say 84. And people forget, they arrested his wife after he died.
Well, and the craziest part about it is that, you know, they have the little Mao red books everywhere.
I tell you what, stay there. I got two big guests coming on, but I want you to be able to finish what you were saying because I want to kick the discussion off with Mr. Dent and Mr. Schiff straight ahead on the incredible announcement of Obama about how great communism is. Stay there, Liberty. We'll be right back. Calling from New Hampshire.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you will come to the island without me. Longing for the sun, be welcome on the island many miles away from home. Be welcome on the island without me.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got loaded phones from Romania, Italy, folks talking about Bosnia, China, people that are there in country and people calling in from the United States with their horror stories of living under communism or even mild, quote, communism like Venezuela where, oh, we're socialist, we're not communist, and then guess what? We're communist. And blue-collar people being kicked out of their homes and communists being moved in. Hereditary little farms, four or five generations, poor people. And the communists show up and say, you're going to pay us particularly a percentage of what you make locally, and you're going to come by and you're going to work in my farm for nothing, or I'm going to have you arrested. That's Venezuela. That's communist light. And then to see ESPN and MSNBC with people being grabbed saying, Libertad, down with the Castros. dictators. Young people being beaten up and drug away by police into cars. And ESPN laughing with Obama and the reporters laughing, going, look, yeah, they got him. They'll do that when they come arrest Peter Schiff or anybody else they want to, folks. I'm telling you, or Ron Paul or Matt Drudge or Alex Jones or Harry Dent. And then Obama's saying, we need to use some of the stuff from communism, some of the stuff from socialism. Now, Liberty Monk, I'm going to briefly go back to him because this kicks off this whole interview. I wanted to get both these gentlemen on, Harry Dent and Peter Schiff, harrydent.com, europac.com is Peter Schiff's site. Not to have a debate, because both guys I've been following for a decade or so, Schiff even longer, and they're about 95% accurate. They have some of the most high accuracy rates just from reading their work and watching them that are out there. But they disagree on a few things like gold. Gold's been going back up a little bit. And when things are going to implode and how. So I don't know who's more right. And it's not going to be a contest about who is more right. It's about really having a serious debate because I want to know, and I know you want to know about the global meltdown that's accelerating. The Federal Reserve saying they're out of bullets, but still saying they're not going to increase rates now. All the things that are happening, it is an epic time. So I think it's more of a discussion about how bad is it going to get and what's the next shoe to drop. Is there any way to pull out of this? So we're going to talk to these men here in about 2 minutes, 3 minutes. But if you just tuned in, here's Obama in Argentina. It was a wealthy, free market country, quasi out of another form of collectivism for the elite control of what was put in there basically by the European powers, colonialism. But it was almost as rich as the U.S., rich as in Argentina, in some areas maybe richer than people in the U.S., until they went under globalism, went into debt, brought in socialism. Really smart, hardworking, great people. And they are now up the creek without a paddle or even a boat. Venezuela was wealthy and happy just 40, 50 years ago. Now it's a hellhole, that's admitted. And Obama is up there saying, oh, capitalism, oh, you know, communism, take from both. We need multinationalism. We need you know, these big multinational trade groups. That's globalist companies, tax exempt, regulation exempt. They get to come into Cuba. They get to come into China, get sweetheart deals with the inter-party officials. That is slavery, folks. Communism doesn't exist, in my view. We'll get both these experts' view on that. But first, here is a condensed clip. It goes on for like 10 minutes. Full clips up on InfoWars.com. Our stories on DrudgeReport.com. Obama, there's little difference between communism and capitalism because Ron Paul said it hundreds of times. When the real collapse comes with this global system based on fraud, they're going to blame capitalism and bring in something even worse. Crony capitalism on top of communism. And now we're here. How do we get the public to understand what's happening? We're going to spend the rest of the hour on this with our guest in a moment. We're in the third hour here today. Ja'Kari Jackson hosts the fourth hour today. But right now, let's go to this ominous clip. You thought him posing Monday in front of Che Guevara, a mass murderer. A guy that called Native American subhuman and black people basically names I'm not going to repeat. This is who Obama stood in front of. We ought to get his quotes and actually put that picture of Obama back up with all the racist quotes of Che Guevara. Communists are so hateful. Here it is.
You know, so often in the past, there's been a sharp division between left and right, between capitalist and communist or socialist. And especially in the Americas, that's been a big debate, right? You're a capitalist Yankee dog, and you're some crazy communist that's gonna take away everybody's property. And I mean, those are interesting intellectual arguments, but I think for your generation, you should be practical and just choose from what works. You don't have to worry about whether it neatly fits into socialist theory or capitalist theory. You should just decide what works.
All right, hit pause. I'm going to go to Liberty Monk at the bottom of the hour if you can hold this. I want to go to our guest, and I want to finish this clip. But understand, China doesn't just take your property if you're a poor farmer. They rob the poor. It's the rich doing it. It's just highway robbery. They take your organs if you're a Buddhist and have committed no crime. They have mobile execution vans. That's the Associated Press. They killed 80-plus million of their own people. But he says, oh, intellectually, but that doesn't exist. Oh, yeah. Just like tyranny's never around the corner. You didn't build your business. Let's finish the clip and go to our guest. Here it is.
And so you don't have to be rigid in saying it's either this or that. You can say, depending on the problem you're trying to solve, depending on the social issues that you're trying to address, what works?
Oh, it works.
And I think that what you'll find is that the most successful societies, the most successful economies, are ones that are rooted in a market-based system, but also recognize that a market does not work by itself. It has to have a social and moral and ethical and community basis.
That's enough. That's enough. Turn it off. So you have to have communism managing it with the top generals getting billions over the slave camps, and communism is the moral. See, capitalism, you got to have it. It's good to have it offshore running things, but in the country, the moralness is the communists because they killed the most people and it's the most immoral thing on earth. And the ultimate form of discrimination and absolute slavery. This is a U.S. sitting president who just came back from Cuba running around promoting communism. I've never seen anything like it. Let's go to Peter Schiff, because I can see him on the Skype literally just turning red and laughing, and but also getting angry. I mean, this is amazing. Then we'll go to Mr. Dent, harrydent.com, europac.com is Peter Schiff's site. Mr. Schiff, this is really wild.
Yeah, no, this is a disgrace. I hadn't even heard about it until you were promoting the show, and I quickly went online and saw it, and I posted it on my Facebook page. But, you know, the fact that President Obama is saying that, well, you have to look at communism and capitalism and choose what works, doesn't he know that nothing about communism works? It's a complete disgrace. It has destroyed the lives of millions and millions of people. Literally, many people's lives have been ended by communism, but it's impoverished hundreds of millions of people. The only thing that works is free market capitalism. And if the president of the United States can't embrace that, especially in a country like Argentina, after just coming from Cuba, I mean, when can he embrace it?
Well, you heard him say that communists don't really take your property. I mean, that's like saying that, you know, that bears don't go to the bathroom in the woods. I mean, this is the biggest lie I ever heard.
Yeah, it's like, look, we can just have a little bit of communism. It's okay. Let's just use the good parts of communism. Yeah, what are those good parts? Please identify those good parts. There are no good parts. It's all bad. It's not like there's some baby that you don't want to throw out with the bathwater. It's all bathwater. We want free market capitalism. The freer, the better. And if you want to talk about morality, capitalism, free market capitalism, without all this government, is the only moral economic system that exists.
Absolutely. This is so important, the death of our republic, that I've even been skipping breaks today because it's like a nuclear bomb went off or something in New York. I mean, I'm just actually staggering around right now that it's getting so naked, and I wonder what's coming next. I also should introduce you guys, Harry Dent, obviously harrydent.com. We're about to go to him, author of The Demographic Cliff and editor of the free newsletter Economy and Markets, a big turnaround specialist, of course, with Bain Capital previously. I'm not going to go through all of his Harvard Business School degrees and the rest of it, some of the top companies he's run. And then, of course, harrydent.com is the website. And then, of course, Peter Schiff has been on over the years even more than Mr. Dent. No stranger to this audience, but a lot of new listeners. He heads up billions in management with Euro Pacific Capital, europac.com. And he's an American businessman, investor, broker. His dad was one of the top famous people exposing the IRS fraud and died as a political prisoner just a few months ago, sadly. And so europac.com is his site. Let's go ahead and get Mr. Dent's take on Obama's statements. And then I want to launch into where you both think the economy is currently and what your latest projections are. And then maybe areas you guys disagree on. And we'll also take some calls. But Mr. Dent, good to have you with us as well.
Yeah, great to be back. And hi, Peter. Haven't seen you since St. Kitts. I totally agree with the one statement he said about free market capitalism. People don't realize in the late 1700s, free market capitalism met democracy. And they are actually opposite principles in a way where merit is totally represented and rewarded, but everybody gets some say. So it trickles down. And we've had both of those. Been killed in the last decade. The central banks have hijacked free market capitalism, totally set the markets with zero interest rates, which means there's no risk in total speculation, and I know Peter totally agrees with us on this. We got a casino economy here, but also democracy has been hijacked by special interests. People with zillions of dollars that can decide whether Mitt Romney runs or not. It's not whether you're in favor of Mitt Romney or not. It's the fact that the Koch brothers said, we veto him. And that 158 families decided half the funding for all the primaries and stuff. So we have a failure of what has made us successful. And I think this is where Peter and I totally agree. Free market capitalism and democracy, to balance it out a bit, has been the key to success for hundreds of years, and why we're so wealthy and why China is not and Russia is not. And now we're killing the golden goose. It's insanity.
Killing the golden goose.
I actually disagree with one point on democracy, because the problem that you're talking about is an inherent flaw in democracy. The founding fathers recognized that. They called them factions. And they wanted to protect us from the evils of democracy by installing an American republic with a lot of safeguards against democracy. And the problem isn't that we don't have enough democracy. We now have too much of it, because those safeguards have been whittled away over the years by a Supreme Court that doesn't enforce the Constitution.
Yeah, sure. I think you're saying special interests then manipulate the democratic vote in our democratic republic. But I mean, I think we're basically debating different levels of this. What would you call the real world system coming in, where the top 10 corporations or so want a monopoly, they control governments, they are now promoting socialism to domesticate the general public, to make them dependent, to secure their monopolies? What do we do when David Rockefeller is promoting Mao Zedong in the New York Times op-ed pieces? I mean, why do we see ultra mega rich so many times in history, to both of you, a first shift, financing and working with collectivism?
Well, you know, what we have now is a form of socialism, fascism. That's basically what we have. I mean, we have, you can call it corporatism or crony capitalism, but fascism really describes it. You go back and look at Mussolini, Italy under Mussolini, or even look at Nazi Germany, take away the concentration camps and the racism. But if you look at the economic parts of that, of what fascism was, that's really what we've devolved into. You know, and people who think that fascism is the opposite of communism, no, it's not. You know, they're both forms of socialism. Sure. Communism is more extreme than fascism, but I don't want either one. To the opposite end is freedom. I guess the extreme opposite is anarchy. I don't want to go that far. I want to go as close to anarchy as possible.
That's right.
But still have a government.
That is dead on, Peter Schiff. What is your view, Mr. Dent, on what he just said? And what would you call this global system? And then adding to that, what would you call China? They call it one-party rule, communist capitalism. What is it really?
Okay. Here's the difference between communism and socialism. Socialism tries to include more people and provide a safety net, which up to a minor degree makes sense to me. It's like having insurance, like all of us have insurance. But when it comes to where anybody can get anything and there's no incentive to work, obviously it's not good. Communism is different. Communism is top-down management of the economy, which is the worst possible thing. Because it gives the power to the political elite. Russia was, and Russia already failed. Russia tried to compete with the United States in the Cold War and failed because their economy failed. They put 10 times what we did in their military, still couldn't keep up with us, because free market capitalism works better. And again, democracy to me provides that a bit of a balance, which is necessary, which I hate to say it, it's kind of like socialism. I mean, everybody has a vote, and everybody has to do pretty well if the system is going to work, unlike before democracy. But it is capitalism that drives innovation, drives and reinvests money in the best areas, and governments have stopped that. There's no reinvestment.
Sure, they want the monopoly. So let me ask Schiff this, and then back to you. Currently, what would you call the U.S. government versus the Chinese government? Where do you think we're going? And obviously, they now admit, both of you have been proven right, that the Federal Reserve raising rates even a tiny bit didn't work, that they would then stop. They're talking about cutting them. Other countries are. What's the real state of the world? Both of you say we're going to hell in a handbasket, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago when the media says we were doing great. You've been proven right. So what's coming next?
Well, first of all,
go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, well, first of all, with respect to, you know, to China, I mean, you don't have to have a vote to be free, right? I mean, my vote is canceled out. It doesn't even matter who I vote for, because the guy I vote for is going to lose. So the fact that I can vote doesn't mean I'm free. What's important to me is economic freedom. And actually, in China, there's a lot more of that now, unfortunately, than there is in the United States. So just because you can't vote doesn't mean you don't have a lot of freedom. And just because we can vote, you know, it doesn't mean we're free. You know, the Russians could always vote. You could always choose which communist you wanted to vote for. So voting is overrated in most cases. But getting back to the economy, one thing I agree with Harry about completely is that the economy is a disaster. All this talk about the recovery, it's President Obama who's peddling fiction, not Harry and I. The economy is a mess thanks to the Federal Reserve.
Wait a minute. He said a few months ago we have the best economy in U.S. history.
Yeah, well, he doesn't know anything about U.S. history. He's proven that again today. But he doesn't know that communism doesn't work. So you can't believe anything that the president says. But the only thing that where I disagree with Harry is, what does all this mean for the value of the dollar and for the price of gold? Because Harry believes the U.S. economy is going to fall apart, and that's going to benefit the dollar, and the price of gold is going to go down. I think when the U.S. economy falls apart, the dollar's falling apart with it. And I think gold's going to go up. So we agree on the problem. We just disagree on one aspect of what's going to happen as a result of the problem. And it's an important aspect if you're an investor.
Yeah, it is important, Alex. And I just look at the evidence. Since the crisis started in January of 2008, that's when we officially entered the great financial crisis before governments turn it around with zillions of dollars of stimulus just to erase everything and cover it over, the dollar has gone up. It went up in the downturn. Gold went down in the second half of 2008, largely because of the rise of the dollar. But the markets were telling you the dollar was the safe haven, the best house in a bad neighborhood, not gold, because gold is a part of the commodity complex that went up in the early 2000s. Into 2008 to 2011 and has been crashing faster than any other bubble. We're in a series of bubbles that are all crashing, and gold is part of it.
Let me address an important distinction here. So this is important. So when the 2008 financial crisis hit, the dollar was at an all-time record low going into that crisis. And when the crisis started, the reason the dollar rose is because people didn't know what was going to happen. They thought banks were going to fail. They thought all these dollars were going to disappear. They didn't realize that there was going to be bailouts and QE1. And the minute the government bailed everything out, the dollar tanked. And the dollar didn't only start to rise until people believed the Fed had successfully saved the economy and that we were out of trouble. That's when gold started to decline. It was because everybody had confidence that we now had a sound economy and what the government did work. Once this next
this is where I have a problem.
Hold on a minute. Let's let Harry respond.
The dollar went up in the second half of 2008 when the financial institutions and Lehman Brothers was going down. It went
That's
up.
That's because, Harry, that was my point. That's because people thought that all these banks were going to fail. The minute the government bailed everybody out and showed that no, everybody was too big to fail, the minute that happened, the dollar reversed on a dime and tanked.
Okay, let me do this. Three people yelling at each other over satellite kind of messes stuff up, but with Skype, it kind of turns into a big echo chamber. So just hold on a minute. We have a long segment coming up. I want to give each of you, you know, 3-4 minutes on your view on gold, because this is kind of the debate segment where you guys disagree somewhat on the other side, so that Dent gets, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, you get 2 or 3 minutes, and then back and forth, because I really want to hear both your views, and I know the audience does. We all respect each other. This is really important. Now, I'll say this. Dent, you were right that gold would start really going down the last few years, but then you said you wouldn't expect it would go back up too much. It has been going back up some. You say it's not a commodity. Schiff says it is. I really want to get both your views on this. So you go ahead, Dent, for the next minute and a half or so, then we'll come back, let you finish up, and then go to Schiff.
Okay. Gold correlates with inflation. It's the best inflation hedge in all of history. That's why it was such a great investment in the crisis of the 70s, which was an inflationary recession, which I call the summer season in my 4-stage model over a lifetime. Gold does not do well in deflation, and it is part of the commodity cycle that goes up and down every 30 years like a clock. Gold peaked in 1980. Crashed into 1998 to 2001, bubbled 7.7 times in 10 years into 2011, and is crashing. It's a bubble bursting. It will have long-term prospects when we get inflation again, but inflation is not in the cards because governments and central banks are doing one thing and one thing only. They are printing massive amounts of money to prevent deflation.
Okay, stay there. Come back. I'll give you a minute more, and I want to ask the question, though. Why is gold starting to go back up again a little bit? I want to get your view on that. We'll go for like 3 minutes back to Peter Schiff. Peter Schiff, of course, is EuroPac.com. Harry Dent is HarryDent.com. I'm Alex Jones, and you are watching and listening and reading InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Becoming one of the true news leaders in the world.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a ghost.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
You know, on Monday, I'm going to spend at least an hour and a half taking calls from people that have been the victims of communism and collectivism. We'll also open the phones up if you love it. I've done this probably 15, 20 times in my 21 years on air. I've never had anybody call in who lived under communism that supported it. It was always some weird academic or some college student who wanted something free. And these people really are sheltered and wearing new designer clothes, driving nice cars with expensive iPhones. I've seen communist rallies in Austin now. There's red flags popping up all over the country. It's really sexy again. And I've seen them pull up in brand new Jaguars. I mean, new $100,000 Jaguars. But it kind of makes sense. They want to run and manage it and be the inner party members. And they're just dreaming of arresting libertarians and conservatives. I mean, I'm not kidding. So we're going to go back to our guests. We're going to open the phones up. But I'm going to get the numbers of folks for some of these other callers. I'm going to come on Monday, since they're calling in from all over the world, from Pakistan, Romania, you name it, people that lived in Russia, Bosnia. I want to talk to you guys on Monday, but I'm still going to go back to Liberty Month later to finish his China story, because it was so informative about how they had no culture. Chinese culture had been outlawed when he was over there as a student. All they know is worshiping Mao Zedong. I mean, it's wild. But before we go any further, we are listener-supported. We don't come with a gun like the IRS and then give $450 million a year to NPR, who then begs for money every week or sells you $100 coffee cups, you know, with your donation to spew, you know, let's shut all our power plants off. That'll make us prosperous garbage. No, we sell high-quality products. Hillary for Prison shirts to promote, you know, going after that crook. Molon Labe T-shirts, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seed banks. Spring is here. The nutraceuticals are the very best out there. And you heard a caller earlier, man, I wish I'd have gotten Super Male Vitality before. You're not playing around. Just get a bottle of it. You're supporting the broadcast and free market capitalism and folks that promote your Second Amendment and your private property. You need to invest in liberty, period, to not be overrun. And I know you know that, but most people are deficient with real iodine. You can't get real clean iodine. We went and got it. It isn't like the regular iodine that eats a hole in your stomach. It's totally different. Major game changer. Just like if you don't have enough vitamin C, you get scurvy. Same thing if you don't have the good halogen. And fluoride's the bad halogen and absolutely fries your glands. This is the answer. It doesn't just block these different radioactive isotopes when a nuke plant blows up. You know, different types of radioactive iodine. That's one reason people take it. That's not why I take it. There's not a lot of that out there in most areas. It's other stuff it blocks going into your thyroid, too. This is what it runs off of, folks. This gives me more energy every day than three cups of coffee. I've lost weight. It's incredible. It is a game changer. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsLife.com. Just type into Google. Iodine being added to salt boosted IQs 15 points or more in the U.S., and then the feds took it out of the salt. Oh, we don't want that. They're getting too smart. I mean, it's that simple. We have big specials running on a bunch of the other nutraceuticals, InfoWarsLife.com, the liver cleanse, the deep cleanse, zeolite, Shilajit, all of it. Go watch the informational videos. Read the information. I can actually say with DNA Force, but it's sold out. Whole bunch of patents, certified. We can actually say it's known to regrow nerves and do stuff with telomeres and the rest of it. I mean, we've got nutraceuticals, folks. The highest quality, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And our latest male enhancement, it also works on females, by the way, probably more, Anthroplex, but our market's men, so it's for men. For some reason, men don't want you to tell you it's for women, too. So, oh, it's just for men. There, I'll say whatever you want. Now, let's go back to Peter Schiff. I've been ranting. That was a short segment. I want to have him be able to counter in just a moment, but finishing up, Harry Dent, HarryDent.com, with your view on gold and where it's going. Go ahead. Do we have Harry Dent there, guys?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I thought you were going to Peter. Look, gold bubbled up along with the entire commodity complex from 2001 into 2008 to 2011 in April, late April 2011, at the day silver topped at $48. We said this is the time to get out of gold and silver. It's going to crash. Go to the next chart I have on gold. Gold was a bubble, and now gold is bursting. It went sideways after September 2011 for a couple of years and then broke a key resistance area at $1,525. We were telling our newsletter subscribers, it breaks $1,525. It is toast. This bubble is over. And it went down to $1,180 almost immediately and then bottomed at $1,050 and is bouncing. This is a bear market bounce. I've been calling for this more than anybody for the last several months. Gold is way oversold and is due to bounce to $1,300 minimum and maybe as high as $1,400.
Okay, I'm going to let you come back in a moment. And I am sorry, I was about to go to Schiff and I realized you had another minute. Peter, I think you've got about 4 minutes here just to be even. Go ahead.
All right, so let me reiterate this point now with gold. So gold went from under $300 an ounce in 2000 to a high of 1,000 on the eve of the 08 financial crisis. Now, when that crisis hit, nobody knew what was going to happen. People thought banks were going to fail. Depositors were going to lose their money. People were selling everything, including gold. And gold went down below 700. But then when the government came out with bailouts and 0% interest rates and quantitative easing, gold took off and it went to almost $1,900 an ounce over the next few years. Now, the reason that gold has declined from that point, other than the fact that it got overbought and you had a lot of speculators who came rushing in, is because everybody believed falsely that what the Fed did worked, that the crisis was over and everything was great. Now, here we are today in 2016. Gold is above 1,200. It's still 20% higher than it was at its peak before the 2008 crisis. But I think what's going to happen over the next several years and even this year is people are going to realize that what the Fed did didn't work. It backfired. We're in a worse shape than we were before the financial crisis. I think the Fed is going back to zero. I think they're going for QE4. And I think the dollar is going to tank and gold is going to take off. And Harry said so himself, that gold doesn't go up in deflation. It goes up in inflation. And we're going to have inflation. The federal government, the Federal Reserve, is not going to allow the other bubbles to deflate. They're going to print way too much money. They're not going to default on their U.S. Treasury debt. They're not going to default on their Social Security commitments. They're going to pay all this with printing press money. And so prices are going to go up. The price of gold is going to skyrocket. The only deflation you're going to see is in terms of gold. And if Harry is still saying not to buy gold, I don't know when he's going to turn around. If it goes to 1,500 or 1,600, at what point is he going to turn bullish and start advising people to buy? Because I think it's very risky if you think that this economy is going to implode the way he thinks it's going to implode. And you think the safe haven is going to be the one currency that we can print into oblivion, that somehow the dollar is going to collapse, the U.S. economy is going to collapse, and the dollar is going to reign supreme. That makes no sense to me. And that is a very risky bet that I would not want to make.
Okay. You used about 3.5 minutes there. I want to go back to Den. Again, it's not a debate. It's a friendly discussion. But you guys are on all these big TV shows where they are vicious debates. And that's fine, because the problem is you tune in, though, they're usually debating a bunch of disinformation, so it doesn't matter. Out of everything you're saying, I find myself agreeing with both of you, because it's true that if they're printing all this money, issuing all this currency, that we should be seeing devaluation in currency. We should be seeing commodities increase. But because of the demographic cliff, we are seeing a lot of depressionary things like in oil and other areas. But then I think about what Schiff has been warning of. You watch, they're going to start dumping treasuries and dollars. That now started accelerating in the last month. You also have all these cultures like the Chinese, the Indians, and others that have intrinsic value in gold. They're only accelerating their buying. I see other institutions hedging bets buying gold. So that's why, Mr. Dent, I don't know which one of you is right, because you guys, I guess, fundamentally disagree on deflation and inflation. You think deflation, that's what Harry Dent thinks, and then, of course, Peter Schiff thinks, no, inflation. So I guess we're segueing into a debate about that.
Well, Alex, first of all, every major debt bubble in history, which also creates financial asset bubbles in stocks and real estate and commodities, whatever, has been followed by deflation. Everyone, the 1930s was deflation after the Roaring Twenties bubble and debt bubble.
We were on a gold standard back then. It was deflation in terms of gold. The Fed couldn't just print money at will. The president was in Argentina. The president is in Argentina today. Look what happened in Argentina. They didn't have deflation when that system collapsed. They had massive inflation. They had hyperinflation.
Country like Zimbabwe, we're not that.
I'm not saying Zimbabwe. I'm saying Argentina. Harry, Argentina
more similar to us than anywhere in Latin America?
Argentina was the fourth wealthiest country in the world at the beginning of the 19th century. It was a major industrial country, and it was destroyed. It was ravaged, and they had hyperinflation. They didn't go to deflation first. You can't look at the 1930s and say what happened then is going to happen now. This is a completely different economy with a completely different monetary system. And we have a lot more in common with Argentina than we do with ourselves during that time period.
No, we don't. You refuse to look at the fact. We have already printed more money than any time in history among all the major countries. And we have how much inflation? Zero. Zero.
Hold on, you guys don't get into it.
You don't understand deflation. When bubbles burst, financial assets collapse, debts fail, and that destroys money, and less money chasing the same goods equals deflation. End of story. No exceptions in history except for Banana Republic. in a few weird circumstances.
Okay, listen, I thought I'd get mad, but Harry, please don't have an embolism, brother. We love you.
No, this is crazy. The facts are the facts. If we were going to have hyperinflation from unprecedented money printing, 6 years later, we've seen it by now.
Okay, so you're saying there's no amount of money printing that would cause inflation? Because, I see real inflation in some ways.
If you keep printing money and the economy fails anyway, you can't keep printing money.
Hold on just a second. Let's just take a breather in the corner for just a moment. You know, ding-ding on the bell. Just for a moment, Judge. Peter, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you can't say there's no inflation and ignore what happens in financial markets, ignore what happens in real estate markets. That's the effect of inflation. You can't ignore the fact that prices should have fallen. Consumer prices should have come down, and instead they went up. So there's a lot of inflation there. And also, the numbers that the governments use to measure inflation are not accurate. They have been deliberately engineered to paint a rosier picture of inflation than that's actually
there. Well, obviously, that's part of it, Peter. But I mean, isn't there? What about oil?
Inflation and home prices and mortgages, which is the largest single cost of the average American family. They don't measure that accurately.
What about oil?
Yeah, oil. Remember, oil prices went down because the dollar went up. If you look at where oil was in the late 1980s, it was below, hold on, Harry. Oil was below $20 a barrel in 1999, 2000. And it went from $20 a barrel to $150 a barrel when the dollar tanked for 7 years. The reason oil prices went back down is because not only did the dollar rise, but everybody believed that it would keep rising because they believed the Fed would raise interest rates in a growing U.S. economy.
Okay, let me go back to Dent for just a moment here, and then I want to shift gears to another subject. And Mr. Dent, I don't say this to be bossy because I like people yelling. It's you know, good radio and gets people thinking. But when you yell too much, it's overpowering your mic, and we can't understand you. It's so loud. It's just the audio is cutting out. Restate what you were trying to say a moment ago, and then here's my question. You both predicted that QE wouldn't work, and you guys agree on more than you disagree. There's the fundamentals on this inflation, deflation issue. Where do you guys think we're going now? What's the Fed going to do? How bad is it going to get?
Again, to me, what happens, central banks keep around the world doubling down, especially Japan and Europe now, not the U.S., and that's why our stock market's gone nowhere for a while. They have to do this because they have to keep the bubble going, because when a bubble bursts, and this is the greatest bubble in modern history, and we don't have anything to compare to China on this. And I'm sure Peter would agree on this. China is the greatest bubble I've ever seen, studying hundreds of years of history, and it's top-down central planning, communist government, which has overbuilt everything, and it's going to burst. And when that bursts, there's no amount of money the Federal Reserve or the ECB can print to combat how that will send shockwaves around the world. So all I know, and I know this 100%, major debt bubbles also cause asset bubbles, and they will burst at some point.
Well, the media is telling us now, okay, things are getting bad. But I mean, aren't we already in the middle of a big bubble burst? Or what is the big bubble burst?
I think it's starting. We've seen three bubbles, 2000, 2007, and now 2015 top. We may get a slight new high in the U.S. if they really crank up the printing presses again. But again, what you have to realize is gold did see, as Peter said, its greatest gains after the 2008 crisis, where it did go down 33% and silver 50%, because the assumption was with massive money printing, we would get inflation. Gold correlates with inflation.
Okay, let's go back to Peter. Peter, instead of you guys debating this, because time's going to tell. We're going to find out who's right here, obviously. Unfortunately, I wish we weren't going down this road. What is the real state of the economy? What do you think the next shoe to drop is, Peter Schiff?
Well, I think the state of the economy is a disaster. I think we have a much bigger bubble in China. In fact, I think there's more opportunity than pitfalls in China. But what I would say is this. Even if Harry is right about what's going to happen to the price of gold, and I don't think he's right. You know, timing is difficult. I mean, the Dow never made it to 36,000. So sometimes things that you think are going to happen don't happen. But even if Harry is right and the price of gold goes down, the price of real estate is going down more. The price of stocks is going down more. The price of everything else is going to go down more. So if you have your money in gold and the price of gold falls, you're still going to be richer than almost everybody else on the planet. So you know what? It doesn't matter, because what matters is your relative purchasing power. So if you have gold and its prices drop, and for some reason everybody piles into the dollar, okay, you're not as good, you're not as well off as if you were in dollars, but you're better off than the people in real estate and stocks. But if I'm right and the dollar tanks and you follow Harry's advice, you're broke. You've got nothing.
Well, let me ask you this question then, Peter. What is the real state of the dollar right now? Because I know actually as the world economy gets worse, people tend to run to it to prop it up as safe haven, as the, you know, best worst house in the neighborhood, as you say, or the best house in a bad neighborhood. But at a certain point, I mean, can the dollar just go on forever? Or how do you see the dollar getting in trouble?
It can't go on forever. Just like the real estate bubble couldn't go on forever, or the dot-com bubble couldn't go on forever, nothing that can't go on forever will. And this is a gigantic bubble. We have conned the world into supplying us with merchandise in exchange for money that we create out of nothing with no real value. We've been able to borrow all this money. We have no ability to ever repay it. In fact, if interest rates go up, we can't even service the debt, let alone retire it. It's all going to be inflated away, and the dollar's going to tank, and with it is going to go the standard of living of America, because We've basically decimated our industrial production. That is the problem. We're living on credit, on printed money, and this is coming to an end. And I think if you want to protect yourself with that, you need to be in gold and other assets.
Harry, what about this point? You talk about demographic cliffs, you talk about cycles. Hasn't gold pretty much forever been seen as a commodity of value, a store of wealth? I mean, I know you think it's not a commodity, but I mean, the elites always keep a piece of it as a hedge, or are you saying gold's just going out? It also has industrial uses. I'm not propping gold up here. I'm just trying to understand your view.
No, I do see gold as a commodity largely. It's no longer a monetary metal after the early 70s, and everybody thinks it is. The total gold in the world would fit an Olympic-sized swimming pool. How could it possibly back the global growth in an information world that has nothing to do with commodities?
Sure, well, wouldn't it be fractional then? Wouldn't it just be a fractional?
You have to have a microscope.
The fact that it's scarce is why it's valuable.
Microscope to measure your gold holdings, to trade it. And anybody want to take a Krugerrand down to the 7-Eleven and try to buy a loaf of bread?
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans, these high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm going 5 minutes to the next hour with our guest. We can take a few calls, 800-259-9231. Specific questions, quick questions or comments for both our guests, 800-259-9231. We're about to go back to Liberty in New Hampshire. I cut off earlier. I want to tell us his brief communist story about living in China. He was getting some of it. It was pretty amazing. How they tell you what to think and how to dress and what to do. That's the real oppression, and to see the left pushing for it is so sick. But, man, I did not expect you guys to get this heated today. What I do know is you guys agree on so much more than you disagree, and you've been right about the fact that our economy's going downhill. How bad, just a minute from each of you, how bad do you really think it's going to get, and what's the time frame? Because they're now admitting that much of the world's in a depression, that we're like an island, but the water is rising. Let's go back to Mr. Dent and get his take on that. Harry Dent.
Well, I have this Dow megaphone pattern, most obvious pattern I've ever seen, similar to the late 60s and the early to mid 70s crash. Three higher highs with three lower lows. I'm projecting the Dow is going to hit 5,500 by, or maybe 6,000 at the best, by mid to late 2017, probably late 2017. I think gold's going to go down to 700 to 750 just ahead of that. And then I think, then I think the dollar is going to have some problems, and then I think gold could have some better long-term upside. But I see a major crisis, but I see the dollar going up to 120 on the dollar index. It's at 96 now, and it is up like 35% since the beginning of the 2008 crisis. So it, like gold, it's higher. And I agree with Peter that if I had a choice between buying gold versus real estate or stocks, I'd buy gold because it's already been pummeled, but I still see it as a declining asset along with commodities.
Sure.
Until this whole cycle turns around years
from now. Well, we're definitely going to find out. Let's go ahead and back to Peter Schiff. Peter?
Yeah, again, timing is always difficult. Harry, I remember not too long ago, I think you were looking for Dow 1000, so you've upped your target, but,
Dow 1000. Sorry, Peter. Oh. You misspoke more facts than anybody ever.
You used to have a much lower target, but my point is
3,000 to 4,000 as a potential years from now.
Go ahead. But anyway, look, the fact that you can fit all the gold into a swimming pool doesn't mean it can't be the basis of a monetary system. The gold standard works. Just because we're more complex today in our innovation or our gadgets doesn't mean it doesn't work. In fact, a gold standard could work today even better than it worked in the past because of our technology. Yes, you can take your gold into a store and buy trinkets. You can buy a cup of coffee with it. Look, I've got credit card backed by gold, debit card backed by gold. Look at what Big Gold is doing. This is the easiest time. It's never been easier to be on a gold standard. Right. And individuals can adopt their own gold standard. They don't have to wait for the government to do it. But ultimately, we will go back on a gold standard, and it's going to work because what we got now, a fiat system, does not work.
Peter, hold on. We're going to come back with 5 more minutes and then let you finish there. Mr. Dent and Mr. Schiff, but I want to go to Liberty Monk also in the next segment to talk about communism and kind of end it where we started. But real fast, there's a quick question. Sherry in Texas wants to talk about listening on 104.9 FM. I'm not sure what station. We have so many affiliates. But thank you for tuning in, Sherry. You have a question about Social Security. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Listen, the Social Security benefits will be decreased probably around 2019, 2020, and I know that because when I got my benefits, I asked the Social Security office, when all those baby boomers that are taking their benefits early amortize out, when they spend all that upfront money, will all our benefits at this time decrease?
That's the right question. Real fast, 20 seconds each of you. Peter, where do you think Social Security is going?
Well, I don't think they have the integrity to cut the benefits, so they're going to inflate them away. That's the problem. We can't afford to pay. It's a gigantic Ponzi scheme, and they're going to resort to a printing press. And there's all this inflation. It's not just Social Security.
Let's go to Harry Dent real quick. Harry,
they can't pay anything.
Social Security, will they just
inflate
it?
In this economic crisis, in the next two administrations, we're going to finally realize we have to retire at 72 to 75 instead of 62 to 65. and that's going to restructure benefits. We can't even remotely afford what's been promised.
All right, stay there. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll be back. 70 seconds.